you for, Lord, thank you for the church. Thank you for the preaching. Thank you for everything that we get. My family is healthy. You talked about it, how the, what Christ has done for us has changed our families. Man, that dog right there, oh man, that was a bad shaped dog. Look at my family. They're healthy. Everybody's here. We're able to praise the Lord. And I'd just like to say it before the congregation. Thank you for everything y'all do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing the Lord and praising Him here and giving me a good example. Thank you. Amen.
That was my feeling, too, whenever I was thinking about the meetings. Great is thy faithfulness. And I was going to try and sing it, but not today with the allergies. But God is faithful over and over. And so I just looked it up in the concordance because that was what was on my heart as well. And I can't explain it better than y'all, but I have some verses and I won't read them all. But some of the highlights, Deuteronomy 7:9. The faithful God which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him. He made a covenant with us. And He keeps that covenant and He keeps His mercy to them that love Him. And then Psalm 119:75, I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and thou in faithfulness has afflicted me. So even when we need it, God's a good judge, and He's righteous, and He's firm, and He afflicts us when we need it. He's faithful in that too, to guide us and parent us, if you will, and to teach us those things. Psalm 143:1, hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness. He's there to answer us. He hears our prayer. He's faithful in prayer. Lamentations 3:22-23. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. God is faithful. 1 Corinthians 10:13, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. He's faithful even in temptation.
Amen.
The Lord is faithful. 2 Thessalonians 3:3, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. He does. He establishes us. He's given us His word. He's given so many things, and He keeps us when we remember His faithfulness. Hebrews 2:17, that He might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God. He is our faithful high priest. He's the one who saved us. He's the one who pleads for us. He's the one who intercedes for us. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just.
Thank you, Jesus.
Our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He forgives us and cleanses us from our sins. In Revelation 19:11, and I saw in heaven open, and behold, a white horse. He that sat upon him was called faithful, which he is, and true. And in righteousness he does judge and make war. He's going to be there for us in the end, too.
Amen.
He's a faithful God.
Amen.
Can we sing number 40? Great is thy faithfulness.
Amen.
Thank you. out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. So that sounds kind of grim for a Thanksgiving meeting. But the thing that comes to mind when I read that verse is we don't have to add to the Word of God.
Right.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
We don't have to take away from it.
Amen.
Because we need to know what's in it. We don't always understand it. We've been studying Leviticus. And, wow. I wish Danny had been there for the time. The Word of God is incredible, and it's such a blessing, and I'm so thankful that the Lord Jesus Christ gave us His Word.
Amen.
It allows me to, when somebody comes knocking on my door and says, did you know that God's name is Jehovah? And I said, that's right, Jehovah of the Old Testament. Did you know that Jesus is the Jehovah of the New Testament? And if somebody tells me you have to work for your salvation, or if you're saved by grace, and then you have to work to maintain your salvation, I can go to take them to the verse, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it's a gift of God.
Amen.
God works.
Amen.
As Danny mentioned, both, the Word of God helps us to have comfort and peace and security in what we believe, and something to look forward to as well. The Lord is so good. You know, especially we men, we just, instruction manual, I'll figure it out. But if you figure, okay, I'm going to change out this water heater, and you don't read the instructions that tell you to turn off the gas, there could be an explosion. But the Word of God, if we follow the Word of God and not what men say, if somebody tells me there's purgatory, I don't see it in the Word of God.
Right.
If somebody says, pray to Mary, I don't see that in the Word of God. So I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
But I will do what the Word of God says.
Yes.
Amen.
Psalm
62. Psalm 62, starting with
special about me, but it's great, and like I can't really understand it, but God uses us, and I just want to thank Him that
thank you,
I'm a part of His
yes.
part, and I'm thankful that I could go to the grave and just, or go to my deathbed saying, you know, God finished the work in me, and it's just, you know, when I think about death, you know, this verse helps me a lot, because when I die, it's all because God finished using me. And I just want to thank Him that just put this confidence of Him beginning a good work in me.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
This is not easy for me.
Amen.
But anyway, Brian read Ephesians 2:8-9, so I will read it. church that I came to love. Amen. And I'm thankful for God who saved me.
Amen.
I'm thankful for my family. And thank you for, like I said, it's not easy. I don't talk in to crowds. I'm a one-on-one person. But anyway, I do want to thank everybody for praying for me when I was cancer. And all of that, trying to put the road down here. I do want to thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Church.
Amen.
I am grateful for my salvation. I'll tell you, concerned. Praise the Lord. Let me get it in with
you.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing it. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
Chapter 10 and verse 13 said, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved."
Amen.
I put my name in that whosoever.
Yes.
And he saved my soul. And I'm thankful for so many verses. I'm thankful for a father who taught me those verses.
Yes.
Because the night I got saved, I was all by myself and I could open my Bible and find those verses.
Yes.
Because he taught them to me before I could read or write. Because he was afraid that one day may come and I wouldn't have a chance to read a Bible. But I would have those verses in my heart. I'm thankful for good parents who loved me, cared for me, taught me. Still praying for me. Still caring for me. I'm thankful for good parents.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for families that love me. Nobody in my family that I knew of didn't love me. Grandparents.
Right.
Mothers and fathers. Aunts, uncles, cousins. As far as I knew my extended family, they loved me. I love them. I'm thankful for godly family. I'm thankful for this church. Thankful for all the people who serve the Lord and try to serve and want to keep going and have been an encouragement and a blessing to me for all these years. Have taught me the word and preached the word to me, been faithful in preaching the word. I'm thankful. I'm thankful to those who are gathered here today. What a blessing to know so many people here that they're thankful. This world is not thankful.
Right.
I see so many people and they want this and they want that and they want all the handouts of the world. They think they're entitled to everything. And it's like about Deuteronomy where Moses told the people, when you get satisfied, when you've got wealth and you've got all your crops and you're eating to the full and everything else, don't forget it was God who gave you power to give wealth.
That's correct. Amen.
Our nation is wealthy. I'm wealthy. I don't know that I've ever really been poor. I thought of myself as poor a few times. There was a car we drove one time, and Doc said she could see the road through the floorboards. So I thought of myself as poor, but actually at that time I think I had two cars, so both of them were pretty bad. I've never really been poor. I've never missed a meal in my life, except I chose to. It wasn't that there wasn't food. I am blessed beyond all measure.
Yes. Amen.
And this has already been mentioned. If everything goes south for me now, I'm still need to be blessing and thanking the Lord.
Yes.
Right.
If nothing else, I'm saved.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
But I've got so much more. I've got a sweet family. Yeah. I've sent two sons off to war, and they both come home.
Yeah. Amen.
That's a heavy burden. I just want to thank the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
He's been so good to me. Praise you, Lord.
Praise
you,
Lord.
Praise
you,
Lord.
Praise
you,
Lord.
Amen. Thank you,
Lord. I want to testify a little bit on the same line. I think Brother Mike Allen, he shared the perfect verse for him this morning. He says, and with a loud voice gave glory to God. And that's how Brother Mike's always given. We have glory to God with a loud voice. And I do want to thank the Lord, first and foremost, too, for loving me, for seeking me out. He found me, he saved my soul, and I'm so thankful for that. I am going to read a verse in a song, but I did also want to thank the Lord for God's parents. Because, you know, you make choices as parents to be examples and to show your kids you're making good, godly choices. And that influences your children. So you young parents need to remember that effect. Your kids are watching.
Right.
They're being formed by the choices you make. And my dad, he lived to please God. You know, I saw that in him. He wanted to please God and not please himself. And I think that had an influence on me. And my mom, she gave up all and moved to Turkey when she was my age. I think about that right now. She was my age. She went to a new culture and a new country and a new language. And praise God, some souls were saved. And you know, she made that sacrifice all for the glory of God. But, you know, it makes an influence on me. It made a difference for me. And I'm thankful for my husband, even though I don't know what time, but he's ever seen. I wouldn't have chosen Bill. But God chose him for me. I'm so glad that, you know, it wasn't up to what I chose. But no, seriously, God chose him, and he's just been a blessing to me. And I have five amazing, wonderful kids.
Yeah.
And, I was going to make a joke on them, too, that none of them are PhDs. But that's by choice, too, by the way. But they are practical, honorable, and devoted.
Yes.
And I think that's more important.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
I'm thankful for their testimony. And I'm thankful for my grandchildren. They're just the icing on top. The amount of God's goodness. And this church, I know it's redundant, but this church. The people that have come and gone and come and
in their knowledge of God and in their just knowing the Word of God and the things they learned here. And I just want to give testimony to that too, that I knew, you know, of salvation. I was saved already when I got here, but I grew so much and I learned so much, and I'm just so thankful for this church and for God's goodness. And I want to read a verse in Psalm 28. It was a verse that Erica gave us at the Women's Little Thanksgiving meeting, and I've been meditating on it ever since she gave it to us a few weeks ago. It's Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. I just, again, want to testify to the Lord being my strength. I know I have not gone through anything compared to some of the people in this room, but at the times when I was weak and when I didn't feel like I, you know, could make it anymore, God is my strength. He's always been there. And he's been my shield. That's what really blessed me, because I was foolish as a young person sometimes, but God shielded me. It makes me think about those people in Southern Springs shielding their children. And I know that's how God's been to me. He's been so good. He's shielded me from so much harm, so much danger, and I just praise him and thank him for that. And my heart trusts in him, and I'm so helped. And I greatly rejoice, and with my song, I'll praise him. And I want to know if you can sing number 442 in the room.
Has become very precious to me because I didn't have a voice a year ago.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, God, you know best, whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But if I would continue singing in the house, where nobody could. could hear me. Then I never got to give me at least the voice back.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, most of you know my husband, Dale West, and talking about a man that couldn't carry a chair in a bucket. As you all know, he could not, but I know anyone, anywhere, that loved to send me and genuinely praise the Lord for his goodness more than his death. He just did, and I think that verse is precious to him. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God for my being.
Yes.
What blessing that verse has meant to me just in the last few miles. And that's my prayer. I remember when Dale and I first married, and he went to Baylor University. He was going to be a medical missionary, he thought. God had other plans, but he went to that school, not that it was such a great school, but that he was more able to get to medical school. Anyway, we were there, and we were in charge of some young people from the church that we were attending, and they wanted us to go to a youth encampment, excuse me, an old place called Latham Springs Baptist Encampment. I don't even know if it's still there or not, but we went with some young people. And the director of music was a fine older man. He was probably in his 50s. And he was well-known in the state. And the last day, I'll never forget the last day of the reunion. And that says something to me because I can remember it, okay? And this is also B.C., before children. Anyway, so he said, I want everyone to stand. And we were singing, I don't remember him, we were singing. But he said, the last verse, he said, I want everyone to stand. And if someone has been a blessing this week, I would like you to go and tell me. And of all people, that music director came down and grabbed Dale's hand. He said, I want to tell you what a blessing you have been to me this week with your voice.
Yeah.
Amen.
He didn't care who heard him.
Right.
Off key or what. He loved the Lord. He wanted to show his. And this verse has meant so much to me, too, that I do not want to. I'm able to sing a little now. God be praised for that. And I want to do that for the rest of my life.
Amen.
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 I better stand before a lot of people stand before me. If you could look in Philippians chapter 4. Starting in verse 6 through 9. Now that you're a blessing to me.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. A blessing. Someone I've always looked up to.
Yeah.
A mentor to me. And I love you and I thank you for your testimony and Dale's testimony that I know all these people.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for that. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Good night. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. This is a blessing to me because he has done all those things for me. All of those things the Lord has answered. Prayers, right, worked in our hearts and our lives and worked in our family.
And I want to thank everyone today, especially for the prayers for Alyssa. The Lord answered prayer. He had mercy and he had grace.
And we asked for it, and he heard those prayers. And I said, thank you all for praying for her. She is doing well. And she is in full recovery.
Amen.
And when she left the hospital, she was not on any medication at all. She's back to her regular routine. The doctor sent her home with nothing, just going back to her routine again. And that's God's grace and mercy, and I know that. Just like Eddie said, first of all, I want to thank the Lord for my salvation, for working in my heart and my life. And I want to thank Bertie Newman right here, my sister. She's my sister in Christ. But you know what? Nobody knows this. Maybe some people do, but I grew up with Bertie. We've been friends since we were little girls. And Bertie was the first one to give us the Word of God.
Amen.
And I love her so much. She's precious to us and our family. She loved us enough to tell us, even though we didn't want to listen, she told us. And then she brought us to this church, and that's how everything started. Learning about the Lord, growing in His Word. Brother Lindell, thank you for your Word. Thank you for preaching. Thank you for everything you've done in our lives, because you've changed our family completely with the Word of God. I want to thank Janice and Brent. I want to thank them because they continually were there for us, and they were always there to encourage us. But you know, most of all, they came to my house and again proclaimed the Word of God to us and told me about the Lord, and I got saved, and I thank the Lord for that. And I want to thank them because so many people in this room have changed our lives just through the Word of God and the preaching, the consistency, the strong Word of God. And when you come into here, it's kind of different for everyone just to hear it out there, because you don't hear that anymore. You don't hear the Word of God practical, strong, the way it's given, clear, simple, and it's direct. But it's direct because they love you. They want you to know about God. They want you to know what the Word tells you about salvation. It says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's for anyone in this room right now that does not know the Lord and is seeking Him. The Word of God here has changed all of our lives forever.
Amen.
And it is going to change our lives continually. We're going to continue to grow in His Word and learn from each other, but from the Word of God most of all, working in our hearts. I want to thank my family. I thank my husband, Brian, for being there for me. He has been my rock. You know, he's been there for me from the good and the bad. I want to thank him, and I love him so much. I thank you for him. And for my sisters, for my daughters, Elizabeth, Alyssa, for my sons, Samuel and Matthew, I have so much love for my children. Just like Debbie was saying, you have your love for your children, and you want them to always seek Him. And you pray that, and they have continued to serve the Lord where they're at, what they're doing, and I just thank the Lord for that. And for my family, for my dad and my mom that accepted the Lord when they were older, but they continue to serve Him. My mom, of course, has passed away, but my dad is still seeking God and wanting to do His will in his life. I want to give you a testimony of the day that Alyssa got sick, because I want to show you how God works in everybody's life. The night she got sick, there was a nurse there that night. The nurse wouldn't have been there unless we had a program, which was called CDS, paid for a nurse to be there that night. It was about midnight when all of a sudden she said she just cried out like something. She was in pain. And the nurse called and she says, I can't get her oxygen up. She's not breathing. So we tried to put oxygen on her and nothing changed. So we said, we need to call an ambulance. So we called the ambulance. The ambulance came. Elizabeth ran to the road because she knew they probably wouldn't find us at night. So she ran to the road, the ambulance passed our house, turned around, he saw Elizabeth waiting to come in. He came in, and they came in and they assessed Alyssa. The nurse was there, and as the ambulance, the medics were there treating her, I went in with the ambulance, the medics into the back, and Elizabeth went in the front, and Brian had to come later. But what the medics told me, he said, the oxygen isn't helping her. He says, but this ambulance here tonight has a vent on it, and we're going to connect her to the vent so that it breathes for her. He says, this ambulance doesn't come in this area. It's the here tonight. And he says, you're fortunate that this ambulance had a vent on it. So they connected her to a vent. They took her to the hospital. When we arrived at the hospital, we ended up on the adult side of the Methodist hospital. We went in and they began to assess her. And all of a sudden, and Elizabeth can testify to this, and later on I'm thinking, Lord, you brought that person that night, and I don't know who he was or what, but he came, and it was an African-American man, and he came, and he stood by me, and he says, I'm a preacher. He says, I want to pray for your daughter. Would you like me to pray? So he pulled me aside, and me and my daughter, and he began to pray for us. He says, you know, and it was really strong. It was strong, and I heard the word of God, and I was encouraged, because he says, I pray for this young girl, Lord, that you would help her right now, that you would continue to be with her, be with all the medics and the doctors and nurses that are there. But this is something that God did, because I don't know these people. They don't know me. They don't know I'm a believer. They don't know those things. But I wanted to show you that God began to work that night without me even knowing this was going to happen, that God puts people at the right time, in the right situation. And for that man to be there, for that ambulance to have all that, for this preacher to pray that moment we came in, can I pray for your daughter and for her right now, is an encouragement to show me that God is working in our lives, and he is part of our lives today, and he still performs miracles, because I can tell you, all those doctors, all those nurses, and I want to thank all those people that are doctors and nurses and medical people. They are important to all of us, too, because God gives them a gift, and they use that gift to help us in our lives. And I thank you for all of those people that are medical people, officers, whatever you are, emergency, fire department. Those people have a gift that God continues to work through them, and they're a testimony. And just being there, knowing that God is in control, and that people from this church came to visit me and Brian, and were there with us and prayed for us, and Brian put it on Facebook, I want to say today, thank you.
Yes.
And that God is still working in all of us. And I want to give him honor.
Yeah.
I want to give him praise, because it was critical, and only by prayers and by God's mercy and grace is Alyssa here today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm very thankful to be here today. I'm very thankful that I got in my car today. I'm very thankful that I can hear all of these testimonies today, because right now, I have so much more in my mind than what I did when I was thinking about what I was going to say. And somehow it changed from testimony to testimony to testimony. This particular story here from this young lady, that was just so touching about what you said about your father. And if we had so many more men in this world like that.
Amen. Right.
Like my mom,
yeah.
who went through a similar situation. My dad is now with the Lord, and he didn't grow up in a church like this. He was raised Catholic, very devoted Catholic. He was there. He knew God. He just didn't know him the way we do. And Lord brought his brother, my uncle, to him hours before he passed, and thank God he's with him now.
Amen.
And I'll say it again, we need more men like that.
Amen.
In this world, because
Amen.
Only God can do that for us. And that can be transferred from generation to generation into our children. And with that, that will make this a better place. And I just want to say thank you for doing what you're doing, because I know that your wife appreciates that and it matters.
Yes.
It just matters.
Yes, it does.
And it was so touching what you said now and what your family is going through with it. It reminds me of the pain that I went through with my children, and it also reminds me that so many other people are going through things that are so much more worse always. I wasn't going to say any of that. It just came out. I don't know if it even came out right. But I changed this about probably 3 or 4 times what I was going to say. But I'm going to read from 2 scriptures. One scripture that has been in my heart and one that I just added, like I said, that came to my heart today, right now. The first one is Luke 22:41. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed. This is a Gethsemane. Saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven and strengthened him. And being in the agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was as if were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And for those that don't know it, technology can be so evil right now with the progression of where it's gone and where our kids are at with the tablets and the phones and at the dinner table, et cetera. But you know, sometimes technology can be a good thing, and you might be wondering why I'm saying this as I read this verse, but right there it says, I'll read it one more time, it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. It has been proven now that that's a true condition. Among so many other things that are in this Bible that have been proven, that is one of them. And what triggers this condition is the stress and the anxiety that he was going through at this very moment. And I remember when I was going through one of my trials in life, when I first started coming to this church. And when I say first, I mean the first time, because well, that's for another day. But anyways, I was reading this at one point in time, and I was in so much pain reading this, going through the trial that I was going through. And I thought that I was, I could not feel no more pain than what I did when I was reading that. But when I was reading that, suddenly, and I don't know if the Lord just allowed me to feel more pain than what I did when I initially started reading. And I was going through pain. And I think he allowed me to feel what he was going through just for a minute. And it was horrifying. The anxiety and the stress that came about when I was starting to read that, it was just incredible. And that's what he did for us.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, I'll read one more. And again, I'm just trying to paint a picture of what he did for us. And I'll read one more here. Something else that has been in my heart. This is what I was going to read. This is from Philippians 2:6. Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Like us. And being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death.
Thank you, Lord.
The cross.
Amen.
Wow. That can be, and you know something, that can be taken out of context so easily too. Like he gave up, really? No, it's not like that.
Amen.
He emptied himself.
Yes.
He became human. He bore that flesh for us to and went through what we go through in life. And that's something that I've learned in reading the Word and getting closer to God and building that relationship, that He went through what we were going through. Maybe not in... But that's all I have for now. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
There's a verse in Psalm 63. Just one verse. Pretty incredible verse. It's a statement, and then it's a reaction. And it says, "Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee." And, you know, that's a pretty interesting comparison to make, that anything is better than life. You know, the devil, when he was accusing Job before God, he said, "Yea, skin for skin, all that a man gives, he'll give for his life." And just the physical life here on earth, that there's nothing more precious to humanity than life just in and of itself. You know, there we'll do anything to get more life. We'll do anything to get healthy again. You know, when you get sick, all of a sudden, the things that you own mean absolutely nothing, and you'll sell all your possessions to get well again. And that's how precious life is. You know, we understand that if, you know, that life is, without life, man, you can't enjoy anything else. You can't enjoy your kids. You can't enjoy a good job. You can't enjoy material possessions without life. And yet, this is a statement right here that says that there's something better than life. Better than life? You know, that there's actually something better than physical life, and that's the loving kindness of the Lord.
Amen.
And His loving kindness is incredible. You know, we do our best to try to describe it. We do our best to try to embellish it, to try to actually enter into His loving kindness. And I don't think that we do a very good job of really even understanding it. We're in awe of it. Just love in general, we're in awe when somebody expresses love, like love of a husband for a wife, or like Judy's love for Alyssa. You know, there was a reason why whenever she gets sick like this, I always spend the nights in the hospital, because she loves her so much, she will never sleep. She'll be at her bedside, and she'll, every time she makes a little sound, me, I'm a little bit, you know, I don't know how to describe it. I love my daughter, but honey, if you're going to choke, can you choke quiet? I got to get up and go to work in the morning. I got to sleep, so... You know, but the Lord is amazing in His love for us. Thy loving kindness is better than life, you know. And the day that I learned, and it wasn't a day, it was a process, it was a period of time, that I learned that the love of God is the greatest thing
that
ever happened to humanity. You know, it's not some mystical thing behind some statue like I grew up with. It was actually real.
Amen.
And I experienced it for myself when the Lord, I realized that He loved me and He gave Himself for me. And the reason why we can come to a meeting like this and enjoy all these blessings and say, "Thank you, Lord, for this and for that and for what the Lord has given me," is because underlying it all is His loving kindness. Wow, we belong to the Lord.
Amen.
It's better than life because, man, it's permanent. Man, you thank the Lord for a healthy kid, but that's not permanent.
Right.
Healthy people can become sick, and you can thank the Lord for physical possessions, but in a moment of time, everything physical that you own can be gone. Life is so tenuous. It's so temporary. It's here and then it's gone. You know, anything that you can connect to this physical life will one day pass away. But His loving kindness, man, it is forever. One of the things that we recommend over anything else in life is we recommend that you find the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And understand what this loving kindness is all about. This is the reason why we live, because Jesus Christ loved us.
Amen.
And he died for our sins on the cross, and he gave himself to be the substitute for our sins. And that above all things is how and why we value the Lord. You know, we don't value the Lord because he gives us good stuff, although he does. He's amazing, but yeah. Underlying it all is the fact that he saved us from our sins.
Amen.
And that we're not thanking the Lord for material possessions that
Amen.
Can pass away or
Amen.
For conditions that will one day not be there anymore, but for the fact that his loving kindness will be forever.
Amen.
That when this life is over, we're still going to be in his presence thanking him. And so that's the decision. Because his loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. And that's what we do, and that's what we've been thanking the Lord for today. This has been our Thanksgiving meeting. We're thankful most of all for our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We recommend him to you highly if you don't know him. We want you to know him like we know him. And we want to know him better. We want to get to know him intimately. We want to walk with him. And we are very thankful
Amen.
For what God has done for us.
Amen.
And it is our decision. We will praise the Lord
Amen.
Because of his loving kindness. And if you haven't had a chance to share, some of you don't know, but it's not a state secret. We also have night meetings.
Amen.
And we would not mind if you just come tonight and just continue on. And continue to be thankful, and it doesn't have to stop tonight. You know, we set aside this time for Thanksgiving. It's what our country did to set aside this time. We think it's an awesome declaration that that leaders made a long time ago to thank the Lord. But we want to carry this attitude every day of the year. We want to be grateful. We want to be thankful people. And we're gonna close this meeting down, and we're gonna have dinner on the grounds. If you came and you didn't bring anything today, don't worry about it. People have brought extra, and we're happy to have you stay with us and to eat and to fellowship and just to thank God for his goodness. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for all of there's so many things that were shared today that you've done for us, and it's no mistake, you did them for us, and you acted on our behalf, and Lord, we thank you most of all that you died on the cross for our sins, and we have eternal life because of your sacrifice. Lord, we thank you for the food, for feeding us, for guiding us, for taking care of us every day. Lord, you are so faithful and so good to us, and everything is ruled by your loving kindness. Yeah, we just want to give you honor and glory.
Amen.
We want to give you praise and thanksgiving.
Amen.
For what you mean to us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to thank you more.
Amen.
And to praise you more all the days of our life. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Why don't we stand and close out this service with Psalm 100? And then we'll set up some tables and we'll eat some food.